This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, all right, this is kind of interesting. Heart disease deaths have fallen. We have been doing a fantastic job fighting heart disease, which is a little frustrating with this study that had come out saying maybe heart stents aren't as effective as we think. For now, let's just keep doing what we're doing because we're lowering heart disease, and I'm excited about that. However, overdose deaths on the rise, even more than we thought. So first, the good news, death rates for heart disease, cancer, and HIV are all down as of mid-2017 compared to the same period last year. Cancer deaths down, HIV deaths down, heart disease down. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And can we give a thank you and a shout out to the pharmaceutical companies? Okay? I tell you, look, we couldn't do this just on, you know, medical marijuana alone. We also needed the pharmaceutical companies. So, all right. But the bad news, overall mortality rates are up from the same time last year as deaths from drug overdoses in America have rose a whopping 21% last year. For every 100,000 residents, almost 20 people died in drug overdoses in 2016, compared to 16.3 the year before. Now, CDC researcher Farid Ahmad called the spike in overdoses, quote, a stark increase, and the entire nation is on notice. President Trump last month declared the country's opioid epidemic a nationwide public health emergency. Other new reports show that teen pregnancy is on the decline. But overall preterm births have persistently increased over the past couple years. Yeah, so preterm births, that was a headline that came out a couple days ago, associated with a number of adverse outcomes for the infant and the mom if a baby is not born fully developed after it cooked properly. Okay, I'm not saying the baby's raw, but you want the baby's lungs and the eyes and the heart and the nervous system and the brain developed as much as it can before it comes into the outside world, you know, and watches the news with all this stuff on Hillary and, you know, I mean, we need this baby prepared, all right? If the baby could cook as long as possible in mommy's womb, the better. But they say preterm birth is increasing. I'm not sure why. So, all right, so these are the trends. Now, China has been getting blamed for the opioid crisis, and they're like, nope, not us. So Chinese authorities on Friday pushed back at allegations that China is the main source of fentanyl. Now, remember, fentanyl is the synthetic opioid that is at least 50 times stronger than heroin, I believe 100 times stronger than morphine. And apparently fentanyl is flooding into the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump last week had declared the opioid crisis public health emergency and promised to make the issue a top priority when he meets with Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Beijing coming up next week. And Trump said he expected Z to, quote, do something about it. All right. While we don't deny that some fentanyl substances abused in the U.S. have come from China, they say, we don't see sufficient evidence that most of them have come from China. That's according to Wei Zhijun, Deputy Secretary General of the National Narcotics Control Commission. That is China's top drug enforcement agency. Now, Wei said that the U.S. had provided only limited information that huge amounts of fentanyl precursors had been shipped from China to Mexico before the final products hit the U.S. market. He added that the Mexican government has not brought up the topic at all. Okay, see, this is where everybody's kind of, okay, it's the Mexicans. No, it's the Chinese. No, it's the Americans. See, this is where everybody's starting to blame every other country for this. Listen, okay, it's our fault. If we're overdosing on narcotics, it's our fault. Okay? We made a drug that we needed to make for real severe pain. I remember when we prescribed fentanyl when I was, you know, going to school, it was for people with severe cancer pain or intractable pain from spinal stenosis. And nowadays it is something that I was blown away. And I know I've been very upset that people have been going after doctors, but I have to admit, you know, a small part of me does think that medical professionals are, you know, involved. I don't want to say to blame, but involved, because, you know, patients would come to see me. I'd be open on a Saturday. They'd, you know, have a bronchitis, or, you know, they'd break something, or, yeah, even though I wasn't in urgent care, I was a family medical office, people would come to me for urgent type stuff, and I'd look at their list of medications, and they would be on fentanyl. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, so you have cancer, or you have, no, I just use it for my pain. I go, what kind of pain are you in? No, it's not bad now, but I use it for my arthritis. You don't take fentanyl for arthritis? What are you talking about? Fentanyl is supposed to be the big, juicy, heavy-duty stuff. That's some of the strongest stuff we have. You can't be relying on it. What are you doing? You know, I got really, really upset when I saw Levaquin being prescribed for bronchitis. Now, Levaquin is an antibiotic that was IV. When I was going through school for pneumonia, we would use IV Levaquin. And then it came out in pill form when I was in the middle of my training. And I'm like, oh, this is amazing. I could treat somebody's pneumonia. I could treat somebody's very nasty skin infection. In fact, back then, I was even able to use Levaquin against MRSA, the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. And so I'm like, okay, we got this in pill form, so I could treat people as an outpatient with their Levaquin. Or when I discharge them from the hospital, I could take them off the IV medication and then put them on the pill form of the Levaquin. This is fabulous. But then you start seeing Levaquin used for a bronchitis. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Then you start seeing Levaquin for a sinus infection. I'm like, no, we're supposed to be using the penicillins for that. We're not even supposed to be treating bronchitis with antibiotics. And if so, we got Z-Pax for that. Why are we using Levaquin? Now, this is where the pharmaceutical companies seem to need a little smack on the tushy, because they gave us samples. And they said, look, you know, you could use Levaquin for a whole variety of things. The problem is the more we use it for less severe things, the more resistance that we make, and then it's not going to be there for us when we really need it to work. That's the same problem we have with fentanyl. It got prescribed for stuff when we probably didn't need to prescribe it, and now it seems weak. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Shout out to Tom, listening in Baltimore, telling us to, telling me to look up the song, The Ugly Wife Happy Life Song, right, from 1963. Right, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life. Alright, very cool. Yeah, thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Alright, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Alright, so a lot of news to get to. Let's get started. They say EpiPen failures reportedly linked to 7 deaths and 35 hospitalizations in 2017. Now, as you guys know, that EpiPen is so life-saving, because if you go into a full-blown anaphylaxis or anaphylactic shock where you have an allergy to something, whether it's a bee sting or eating a peanut, to the point that your body starts to swell and your throat swells such that you can't take in a breath, We give you EpiPen, and that epinephrine will allow you to increase your cardiac output, dilate the bronchioles to bring in more air, and even help with the swelling. And so the EpiPen is crucial. And they say, unfortunately, it was cited in 7 deaths this year. Bloomberg reported that the EpiPen failed 228 times this year, linking the malfunctions to 7 deaths and 35 hospitalizations. Now, back in 2004, there were only 4 EpiPen failures. So, they say the media outlets cited the documents from the U.S. FDA, documents from the FDA that it obtained from a Freedom of Information Act request. However, the FDA warned there was no certainty that the reported event was due to the product. Now, Mylan, which produces and sells the medication, and I think they've been under a lot of fire for the price of these EpiPens, called the Bloomberg's report, quote, misleading. The company said the recent controversy over the drug's price rising 500% since 2007 now has increased a lot of scrutiny of this product, and the company also blamed increased prescriptions for the rise of malfunctions. So I guess they're saying, well, look, more people want it. So the more people that are having it, then it'll look like the numbers are going up in terms of incidents. But you're not supposed to be really using this EpiPen unless you're going through a major allergic reaction. But then again, allergies have just skyrocketed. I mean, the last 10 years, we hear all about these peanut allergies. And peanut allergies were around, but it's like, boy, something's very different. And maybe there's something different with the way we're doing our peanuts. I don't know. So EpiPens were recalled earlier this year after there were reports that the device was failing. Meridian Medical Technologies, the company that created the EpiPens injector, pulled the product in North America, Europe, and South America because the devices weren't potent enough. Tina Hampton told U.S. News that she went to use the EpiPen on her 6-year-old daughter. The needle was bent, and it left a scar on the young girl's leg. Luckily, she had a backup pen that worked, which is why I guess, you know, when they sell us 2 pens at once, maybe that's good. The last thing you want is something that's life-saving, that's going to have a bent needle. She said, watching your child sit there and scream, don't let me die, is awful for any parent to go through. My Lord. All right, so we also don't want people panicking and misusing the pen. Okay, you need to know how to slam that into your leg, you know, and into your thigh muscle in order to get, medicine delivered. So, okay, that's just a cluster. Okay, we also have another cluster. Nearly 40 million fire extinguishers are recalled by the U.S. government because they may not work in an emergency. They say the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission put out an alert on Thursday saying one death has been linked to problems with the fire extinguishers made by Kidde. Or do they pronounce it kid or kide? It's K-I-D-D-E. I look at it as kitty. Kidde, okay? Like, where are the kitties type of thing? The death occurred during a fiery car wreck back in 2014 when emergency responders could not get the recalled Kidde fire extinguisher to work. The recall covers 134 models of push-button and plastic-handle extinguishers in the U.S. and Canada made from 1973 through August 15th of this year. It includes models that were previously recalled in March of 2009 and February of 2015. Apparently, the extinguishers become clogged and fail to spray when needed. Also, the nozzle can come off with enough force to pose an injury hazard. So including the death, the Safety Commission says there were 391 reports of extinguishers failing to work properly or the nozzles coming off, resulting in 16 injuries that included smoke inhalation and minor burns. Also, there were about 91 reports of property damage linked to the problem. So, many of these were sold at Menards and Montgomery Ward and Sears, Home Depot, Walmart, other home hardware stores, Amazon, ShopKitty.com, other online retailers. And, you know, many of us use these fire extinguishers for our boats, cars, trucks. So they say owners should ask Kidde to ask for a free replacement and for instructions on how to return the models. Apparently, Kidde is based out of North Carolina near Raleigh. The company also makes smoke detectors and other fire safety products. All right, man, that stinks. You know, you want to know that what you have works, and you want to know that it's pretty dependable, and you can count on it. Well, Trump apparently lost his Twitter account for 11 minutes. Did you guys hear about that? Trump on Thursday around 6:45 p.m. vanished from the Twitter world. And we're being told that it was a rogue Twitter worker who did that. That's interesting. So after about 10 minutes of it being down, the account was back up and running. And they say, earlier today, at Real Donald Trump's account was inadvertently deactivated due to human error by a Twitter employee. Human error. So this came out at about 8 p.m. All right. The account was down for 11 minutes, and since it's been restored, we are continuing to investigate and are taking steps to prevent this from happening again. The social network later admitted that the deactivation was the lone act of a Twitter customer support employee who did this on their last day. I got to tell you, the most dangerous day for you in your corporation or office or at work is the last day of somebody's employment who was fired or mad or upset. All right, let's finish with this. So anyway, Trump was not pleased. So as soon as his Twitter account was back up, you do not mess with the Twitter account of the president, let alone Donald Trump. Oh, no way. He loves his Twitter. Ooh, there was, an article the other day talking about is he obsessed with Twitter. He's not obsessed with Twitter. He gets to now communicate without the media changing his words. It's a freedom of speech that he is enjoying and that we are blessed to have. I don't blame him for loving Twitter. I think he's smart to use it, to be honest. He's got to, sometimes think before he hits send on some of his tweets, but I don't blame him for using that so the media can't, mess with his words. Anyway, needless to say, Trump was not pleased and went back to his favorite platform, according to Miami Herald, to express himself. And he goes, "My Twitter account was taken down for 11 minutes by a rogue employee. I guess the word must finally be getting out and having an impact." So, it was interesting. All right. So Donald Trump. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. Yeah. So really quickly here. Many places where I worked, if you got fired or let go, they didn't give you 2 weeks. They would let you go and have you go right then and there. The idea of a security guard standing by the desk or standing by when you were told to go, you didn't get to stay on for another couple weeks infecting other workers, being negative, possibly stealing, or having poor work ethic. And so the one thing we're seeing nowadays is many employers are if you're lucky, just paying you the 2 weeks for you to not be there. Say you could leave. You'll have 2 weeks of pay, so that allows you to go get a new job, but don't come back. Take all your stuff now. Do not come back. And then some employers, they're like, nope, bye, you're out of here. You're out of here. And they just fire you. And, as an employer and as a, doctor who is a little freaked out about all these, disgruntled employees coming back and, shooting coworkers and, hurting people and being revengeful. I think I'm for the idea of when you have to let somebody go, just let them go right then and there. Don't let them back on the premises. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dolia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Well, you're not going to like this next story. How many of you guys know about Peyronie's disease? I hope none of you men ever have to know this. This is a rare disease where you have a curvature to your penis. And we're being told that those of you who have Peyronie's disease are at higher risk of developing several cancers, according to a huge study. Now, the research looked at over 1.5 million men and was presented at the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, turned up a connection between Peyronie's disease, which causes men to have erections that are curved, and cancers of the stomach, skin, and testes. According to Johns Hopkins Department of Medicine, Peyronie's affects connective tissues of the penis. And a 2016 study in Plus One estimated that we have about 0.7% of Americans that have clear-cut cases, but 11% may actually have the disease. So they think that 11% of Americans may have this? That's a really high number, especially since Americans, if 11% of Americans, and that includes women, 11%, that means that's a lot of men that could have this. So they say those with the condition, a new review by Baylor College in Houston found, have a 40% larger risk of testicular cancer. They run a 29% greater risk of melanoma, and they have a 40% higher likelihood of stomach cancer. Dr. Alexander Patsusak, the leader of the study, told The Telegraph, "We think this is important because these conditions are largely taken for granted. While they're significant in the sexual and reproductive life cycles of these patients, linking them to other disorders suggests that men should be monitored for the development of these disorders disproportionately in contrast to the rest of the population. No one has made these associations before." So basically what that means is if a man has a penis that's curved and in an erection and he's embarrassed and he's not like, you know what, I can still do what I need to do. You know, my girlfriend's limber, we're good, I'm fine. We need to educate men going, you know, even if you could live with the curve, there's an issue here such that you may be more at risk for melanoma or testicular cancer or stomach cancer. So we need to get your tushy into the doctor's office. And it's not so much about treating the peronies as much as looking at what else could be going on. British cancer research researcher Emma Shields does not advocate screening men for peyronies, for cancers. She said it may not be practical. Screening for cancer isn't always beneficial and may come with harm, she says. See, especially in America, too, you know, we're kind of anti-screening in terms of, well, you know, they may be at higher risk for something, so let's keep an eye on them. Yeah, you know, the thing is if you have a family member that may be at higher risk for melanoma, you, as his or her family member, you're going to be all over them. Always, okay, let me look at your moles. Are you going to the dermatologist? Are you doing this? Are you doing this? You are all over them. As a doctor, I feel that same way about patients, about my listeners. You know, if you told me that you had something that might put you at higher risk, I'm going to be like, okay, you need to check. You need to get yourself screened, you know, because we connect, we bond. When you work in the government, or an insurance company or whatever, you have to make these decisions that affect finances and bottom lines. And you can't say, all right, you know, you all need to make sure you're getting screened for stomach cancer. How do you get screened for stomach cancer? You need to get an EGD. You need to get a scope. Well, a scope's not very easy. Melanoma, you got to see the dermatologist or have somebody go and take a look at all your skin and do biopsies if we have to. Testicular cancer, you would need somebody examining the testes and then maybe doing an ultrasound. So these things cost some money. So when you're, you know, high up in the government or in a task force or whatever, you know, you kind of have a duty to say, look, it's not cost effective and we don't want you guys to worry if you feel a lump here to always freak out. The more we screen, the more we can have quote unquote false positives, etc. But to heck with that, if I met you and you said that, you know, you might be at higher risk for, you know, so-and-so cancer, what should I do? I would tell you everything to do. I wouldn't say, nah, don't do it because we need to save money and I don't want you over worrying. Cancer is some scary stuff. So when it comes to this Peyronie's, yeah, I know, scary stuff. Okay, now, Fox News has a list of 7 conditions that are weird with no medical explanation. And I don't know if you guys have heard any of these, but let me enlighten you. There's a disease called Morgellons disease. Now, this is a disease where, let me see here, it's a slow, unpredictable disease that will ruin your, or this is interesting, they say the symptoms have been described as fibers in a variety of colors protrude out of my skin like mushrooms after a rainstorm. They cannot be forensically identified as animal, vegetable, or mineral. And this Morgellons is a slow, unpredictable killer. The CDC tried to determine what causes these symptoms in 4 out of every 100,000 people, and there is no medical condition or infectious source to cause these fibers of multiple colors to protrude out of skin. That's weird. I've never seen that. That's Morgellons disease. Huh. Maybe they think there's, you know, people think they have parasites or they think it's like, but you can apparently see the lesions. Chronic Lyme disease. These are people that have lingering symptoms of Lyme disease, and it occurs in 20% of Lyme cases. They say some doctors will diagnose patients with something dubbed chronic Lyme disease, but they were never infected with Lyme to begin with. But they got joint pain, fatigue, muscle aches, and chronic Lyme disease is not an official medical diagnosis. There's, even with treatment, it doesn't seem to help. Like antibiotics, like we would do with Lyme disease. So for those of you that are like, and there's a lot of us that have achy joints and muscle aches and fatigue, and so we're thrown under a chronic fatigue or a fibromyalgia diagnosis. Maybe it's a chronic Lyme disease, adrenal fatigue. People always go, I have adrenal fatigue. My adrenals are weak. Exhaustion, body aches, trouble sleeping, under eye bags. All right. It was first described in 1998, and people thought that maybe the adrenal glands aren't producing enough steroids and enough hormones to kind of fight your stress, etc. But there's no actual proof that the body has, as long as your hormone levels are normal, a fatigued adrenal gland. But people think they have it, and I think it's real. We don't know what to do with it. Electromagnetic hypersensitivity. Alright? These are called Wi-Fi allergies. And apparently it's triggered if a person is exposed to electromagnetic radiation. It comes with computers, cell phones, other electronics. You get fatigue, nausea, heart palpitations. Kind of similar to Better Call Saul, the brother. Very interesting. So you cannot sleep in the same room as a Wi-Fi router. And I really believe in this because remember there was that study that these kids did for a science fair project where they put plants near a Wi-Fi router and those closest to the Wi-Fi router died, the plants, but the plants away from it still lived. There's wind turbine syndrome. You have a variety of symptoms, dizziness, nausea, trouble sleeping, breathing, headaches. One common denominator is if you live near a wind turbine, those convert wind into energy. All right, we don't think it causes cancer, but that could be something. Multiple chemical sensitivity, like tobacco smoke, asbestos. But people think that they have an issue to detergent, soap, ink, and that causes chronic fatigue, memory problems, headaches, rashes. I believe it. So multiple chemical sensitivity is right now under debate in the medical community, according to Johns Hopkins, which would also make sense with this whole chronic fatigue thing that people have. And then Wilson's syndrome. It's a mild form of hypothyroid, and it looks similar to hypothyroid, but their thyroid levels are normal. And E. Dennis Wilson, who the syndrome was named after, says if you use a very special thyroid hormone preparation, you could treat this. So that was very interesting. These are some weird diseases that are out there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we are going to fall back again with our time as daylight savings time ends this weekend. And, you know, it used to be before, Halloween. Now it seems to be after Halloween. So 2 a.m. Sunday, November 5th, the clocks fall back 1 hour and we return to standard time, which means we get an extra hour of sleep. If you are an early riser and do not like waking up in the dark, you are going to love to see brighter mornings. But the clocks are going to, unfortunately, make it appear at 4:30 we already are it's dark, and we're going to be driving home from work. For those of us that get out at 5, 6 o'clock, when it's very, very dark. Very frustrating, but it's okay. You know, as long as you get that extra hour of sleep. And so I guess sunrise and sunset moves back to 6:40 a.m. and 5:03 p.m. in Washington, D.C. I don't know. See, me, I understand sunset is when the sun officially sets, but for us, it just seems to get darker quicker. It's interesting. People still talk about why do we still do this? You know, daylight savings time, remember, it originally was adopted in Europe and the U.S. to save energy during World War I, even though Benjamin Franklin had brought it up, you know, because of the candle use, etc. And research now shows that switching the clocks twice a year saves little, if any energy. And we're even hearing that it's bad for our health when we spring forward. Good for our health when we swing, fall back. They say some 70 countries around the world use daylight saving time, and in many of them, there is a lot of public debate. Massachusetts and Maine are considering permanently ending daylight savings time. Arizona does that too. Here's the problem, guys. If you live in a state that decides to go rogue, it really messes us up. Okay? I mean, I lived in Arizona, and even though our times were always the same, everybody else moved, and we didn't know what the hell time it was whenever we went to California. Are we on the same time zone? Are we not? You know, because, you know, Arizona was mountain time, but not Pacific. No, Arizona was Pacific. No, what was it? I don't know what the heck it was, but very difficult. So, Arizona and Hawaii are the only two U.S. states that don't use daylight savings time, but neither of them have used it since the 1960s. Most places use it, and guys, we're America. We have got to be able to figure out how to all be on the same page as this. You know, farmers don't want their kids going to school in the dark because farmers wake up really, really early. It's dark during daylight savings. See, daylight savings ends in the fall. I don't know. Let's just get that extra hour of sleep. Remember, 2 in the morning, we're supposed to change our clocks. So like I always tell you guys, wake up. Okay. Maybe you wake up at about 1:50 a.m. Get up, splash some water on your face, do some stretches. Take a nice cold shower so you're nice and awake and ready to go. And then what you need to do is sit right next to your clock as soon as it's 2 a.m. Switch it. And then you can go back to bed and enjoy that extra hour. But do not miss it at all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A Florida woman is blaming her pedicure for derailing her life before her wedding. She had to be rushed to the hospital after having a bad infection. Tara Batista went to the Nail Image in Tampa for a routine pedicure, but said just hours after leaving, she started to feel weak. Batista told WFTS that the salon is one of her favorites, but on that visit, the technician was pushing the tools too far under the skin, so much that she had to ask the woman to be more gentle. Now, there's no proof that the pedicure caused this, but less than 2 days later, Batista said she could no longer stand on that leg, and her foot was starting to turn black. Family members took her to a hospital where doctors said she had a severe infection. And infections could come on super fast, even under 24 hours. And most infections take a little while longer, which means this was a bad one. She spent a week in the hospital, had to have surgery to treat the bacterial infection of her left big toe. She now has to have an IV in her arm for at least 6 weeks, including the day she gets married. She goes, "This is not what I envisioned for my wedding." You know, pedicure dangers is not something we like to talk about. I love where I go for my pedicures, and luckily they use, sterile tools, but I don't like getting a pedicure very often. And I hate the digging that happens. You know, we've talked about hepatitis and communicable diseases. Hepatitis could live on inanimate objects for weeks, meaning if somebody doesn't use a sterile tool, and they are digging dirt out from under your nails and, you know, trying to, you know, deal with ingrown toenails or whatever the heck some people have with their feet, they could very easily contaminate you. And so, I for years brought my own tools. And I'm like, look, just use my own tools. Don't use anybody else's, because I was just so afraid that someone was going to give me an infection. But we want our pretty toes, and most of us do fine. This is rare, but it happens. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 36% of Americans think they have already achieved the American dream. But the majority of Americans, still not there yet. They say couples are marrying, they're starting families later and later. The nation continues to grapple with the fallout of the Great Recession. But most Americans believe that they have achieved or will achieve the American dream. I don't want to say most, this is still a smaller percentage, but this was a poll conducted by Pew Research Center in August. And according to Pew, 36% of those polled believe they have achieved the American dream, which to me means 64% don't. And they say 46% said they are on their way to achieving it. 17% said it is out of reach. Now that depends. What is the American dream? Is the American dream to get rich? See, the American dream used to not be that way. The American dream used to be, if we go back to the 40s and 50s, having a house, having a wife and kids, having a car, an automobile, having a job, being happy, being healthy. Now, that was the American dream. Yes, it would be nice to be rich like Marilyn Monroe and all that other stuff, but for the most part, the American dream was being able to live in suburbia with a house and a car and kids and a dog named Fido, right? Or a monkey named Bonzo, like Ronald Reagan had. Then things started to change. And Wall Street was getting more exciting, and, people were looking up the Trumps in the 80s, and I really like the idea of having my own helicopter, or having my own plane, or having my own hotel. And so people started to look up at these figures going, this is who I want to be. And the American dream changed to something that really became more unattainable. And so for those of us that think the American dream, and I have this conversation with my kids and my husband all the time. I go, thank God, we have a house, we have our pets, we have, not only one car, two, and now my kid has one, and that, which is, to me, not the best thing, but again, I'm working all the time, so I can't take him to school, so let him have his own car. Well, it's my car, basically. Didn't get him anything fancy. And, and I'm like, guys, we're living the dream. Okay? True, we're not YouTube sensations, and I'm not starring in a movie opposite Michael Fassbender having an amazing love scene, but we've met our goal, okay? These are our goals. And so, college, for some people, it's going to college. Being able to go to college and having a job. The problem is many of us, when we get there and we have the job, we don't like our job. Or, we're not making enough money. Or, the car, it's a nice car, but it's not the car I want. Well, what car do you want? Lamborghini. Okay, we all want a Lamborghini. Not going to happen. So, my guess is you ask somebody who wants a Lamborghini and, wants to, be a YouTube sensation, they're going to say, it didn't make the American dream. But those of us that are happy with what we got, we did. Enjoy it, people. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that buy, sell, makeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buy, sell, makeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.